Well, I think whenever there's a problem and when people start talking, that would resolve the issue. And I think that's very, very important. I think bilateral talks between President Tshisekedi and President Kagame are very important for the region. The problem here is to want to know how serious President Kagame is to continue to respect the sovereignty of Congo. He wants more from Congo than Congo can really give him. And this is where there's a problem where he's.
There are concerns among international diplomats that if this situation in Eastern DR Congo is not resolved, it could become a regional conflict. Do you share that fear?
Yes, I think the problem is already, has got a lot of regional implications because the problem with President Kagame is that he's got expansionist ideas, and this is a big problem for the region, and that's where really the problem lies. The problem is not that there's any looming threat for insecurity coming from another African country. Absolutely not. I think.
And there were some side talks at the recent AU summit, and even the UN. There were some talks about this conflict in the Eastern DR Congo. That call for an immediate talks between the two leaders to resolve the issue.
Talking is good. Talking is always good in any kind of peace building or any time there's a conflict. In order to properly transform a conflict, there's got to be talks. But these talks need to be genuine. And this is the problem is that there is nothing genuine coming from Rwanda unless you give Rwanda whatever they want, which I don't think any sovereign country can accept anything like that. Talks about bilateral trade would be fantastic talks, but not talks about one country coming to impose its will in another country. Absolutely not. That is absolutely unacceptable. And I don't think there's any country in the region or anywhere else in the world that would accept that type of predatory behavior.
There has been accusations and counter-accusations, DR Congo accusing Rwanda of supporting M23 rebels, Rwanda accusing DR Congo of harboring rebels against them. In that situation, does that make talks difficult, or is there a way of resolving those accusations?
Well, there's been reports from the UN. There are reports showing that Rwanda is supporting the M23, but there is no report from any independent source showing that the Congolese government is supporting anything that is a threat to Rwanda. Absolutely not. And so this whole idea of Congo supporting Rwandan rebels is a straw man and a fallacy, actually. There is no threat coming from Congo to Rwanda. What I would like to add is to say that it is time for Rwanda to move on, and it's time for the Congolese government also to better equip its army. The army needs to be equipped to fight. It's uncalled for them to be always crying, 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 Rwanda, Rwanda, Rwanda is violating their sovereignty. They need to have a dissuasive force. Need to do. Actually, they have a military that is capable of fighting, but they need to take care of them. They need to pay their salary. They need to give them an adequate salary rather than just letting them out to go on the field and fight, and they are not well taken care of.